Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, we are now at the Ides of March, and there will be much, much dark beer consumed.
You think?
And a lot of what you're going to hear about are stouts. But it's kind of nice every now and then to sort of cast one's thoughts over porters and kind of what they're all about, because they're definitely different from stouts.
They are, Hugh, and I've always had a very warm spot in my heart. There used to be a porter called Pryor's Double Dark 25 years ago, 30 years ago.
I vaguely remember.
I loved it. I just really did. And, of course, I've been to England a bunch of times, and I appreciate stout. It's not a passion. It's okay. Mm-hmm. But I really do like porter. And I think the thing is that there's usually a little bit of sweetness to it. It's not – the austerity of stout sometimes puts me off.
Stout's going to be – if a brewery makes both, the stout will be the heavier, the mm-hmm. chunkier of the two.
Yeah.
Porter will be a little smoother and a little more – elegant is not the right word, but you know where I'm going.
Yeah, well, you've put together at Heavy Seas your –
Sure. We have one of our seasonals is called Deep Six. And for me, porters, first off, are an English style. So we made this using some English malts. And secondly, to my mind, porter is a beer that's all about malt, not about hops. So the hop character is down, and you really focus on nice, layered, silky smooth, darker roasted malt flavors. And that's what we're shooting for with that. And I think, frankly, the best examples all sort of follow that particular pattern.
I went and bought a bunch of these and just tried them and just to see, what the terrain was like out there. Original Flag Porter from England is a very lean porter.
Okay.
And not a whole lot of effervescence. When you pour it, you get just a lace on the top. You don't
right.
get much of a head. It was fine. A lot of very dark coffee flavors, almost a burnt coffee.
Okay.
Type thing, minerality. I'm tempted to use the word iron to describe it. If
sure.
anyone goes around sucking on iron, I don't know. But it was all right. It was all right. I much preferred the Fuller's London Porter.
That's a great beer.
Which was a more fuller beer.
Mm-hmm.
And the flavors in this were extremely well integrated. And a lot of the touchstones, the chocolates and the coffee flavors, a touch of toffee, they were all there. So I like that quite a bit. Here in America, Anchor mm-hmm. is making a very nice porter. This one did generate a really nice tan head. It was thick and deep. And I just thought it was a really kind of an interesting wine. It was very focused. It had clear, straight-ahead flavors. But there's a lot of depth there, too. Again, I'm getting the roasted coffee, dark, bittersweet chocolate.
It's all textbook.
Dark malt. Yeah. A little touch of citric in it, which I think is very refreshing. Good density without being heavy.
Gotcha.
And I think that really wins me over. The one that I like the best, Hugh, I had not heard of and I had not tried before. It's Saranac, which is up in New York, if I'm not
yep,
mistaken.
Yep, Utica.
Caramel porter. I don't know how the caramel works into it. They do something.
They're friends of mine. I'll tell them you spoke.
Oh, I just loved it. The flavors, it was just wonderful. Long finish with a vanilla toffee note. It rounded out nicely. It was just a delicious, delicious beer, and I really appreciated the effort. So I'm hooked on porters. At this time of year, they're great, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are.
They really are. So go out and try some. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.